from Sapporo, Japan. This is Arudo Baby Totes. It's a babytoe.org podcast for February 26th, 2008. Thank you very much for listening, as always. I've been quiet as of late, haven't I? Well, I've got a perfectly good reason for it. I'm coming out with a brand new book, and this podcast is to tell you more about it. My new book, co-authored with Akira Higuchi, is entitled Handbook for Newcomers, Migrants, and Immigrants to Japan. It's on sale from March 15th, 2008. In this podcast, I'll be giving you and some advanced reviews, a synopsis of what the book is about, what it's trying to accomplish, and also some information about an upcoming book tour. Yes, I'll be touring between Sendai and Fukuoka and points in between March 15th and April 1st. If you're in the area, I will be. Please stop by and buy a book if you like. Here's what the book is about. Again, the title is Handbook for Newcomers, Migrants, and Immigrants to Japan. It's published by Akashi Shoten Incorporated in Tokyo, which is Japan's largest human rights publisher. It's due out on March 15th, 2008. 372 pages. The price is 2,300 yen, or after tax, 2,415 yen. But if you buy it directly from me at one of my book breaks, you don't have to pay any tax. The authors are Higuchi Akira and Arudo Debito, and it's in English and Furigana Japanese. The goal is to help non-Japanese entrants become residents and immigrants, and the topics are things such as securing stable visas, establishing businesses and secure jobs, resolving legal problems, and planning for the future. Here's from the preface. The migration of labor is an unignorable reality in this globalizing world. Japan is no exception. In recent years, Japan has had record numbers of registered foreigners, international marriages, and people receiving permanent residency. This guidebook is designed to help non-Japanese settle in Japan and become more secure residents and contributors to Japanese society. Japan is one of the richest societies in the world, with an extremely high standard of living. People will want to come here. They are doing so. Japan, by the way, wants foreigners too. Prime Ministerial Cabinet reports, business federations, and the United Nations have advised more immigration to Japan to offset its aging society, low birth rate, labor shortages, and shrinking tax base. Unfortunately, the attitude of the Japanese government towards immigration has generally been one of neglect. Newcomers are not given sufficient guidance to help them settle down in Japan as residents with stable jobs and lifestyles. Handbook wishes to fill that gap. Divided into 7 chapters, closely reflecting the stages of assimilation into any society, Handbook takes the reader through 1. Entry procedures, 2. Securing employment, 3. Establishing one's own business, 4. Addressing possible problems, 5. Planning for the future and retirement, and 6. Participating in the development of civil society. We offer the information in easy grammatical English, for readers of English as a second language, and Furigana Japanese on opposing pages. We hope this will serve a wide audience. May you make a good life for yourself in this fine country. Here's the table of contents. Chapter 1. Arriving in Japan. Understanding the structure of the Japanese visa system. The difference between visa, status of residence, and certificate of eligibility. 2. Procedures for coming to Japan. 3. Procedures for after you come to Japan, such as bringing your family over to Japan, leaving Japan temporarily, extending your stay, changing jobs. 4. What kinds of status of residence are there? I have a chart outlining all 27 of them with recommendations for specific jobs. 5. What if you overstay or work without proper status? We have a list of recent changes to immigration law and some examples of unintended violations. And we also have our advice if you overstay your status of residence. And 6. Getting permanent residency and Japanese nationality. We have the requirements and the differences between the two. And some final advice on how to make your status of residence stable. Chapter 2. Stabilizing Employment and Lifestyle. We have the characteristics of the Japanese labor environment, labor law, labor contracts, salary systems, deductions and taxes, labor insurance and social insurance for workers, and a summary. Chapter 3. How to Start a Business. First, why. 2. What is a sole proprietorship versus a corporation? Types of corporations. Other forms of businesses, such as NPO or LLP. Procedures for starting a business by setting up a kabushiki gaisha. Business licenses. Periodical procedures to keep your business going. Advice for a successful business. And terminology. Chapter 4. What to do if... And these are some problems that you might want to resolve, such as lifestyle. What if you want to study Japanese? Open a bank account. Get a credit card. If you want insurance, If you want a driver's license, if you want to buy a car, what do you do if you're involved in a traffic accident? If you want to get permanent residency, buy property. If you need counseling or psychiatric help, if you want to take Japanese citizenship, if you want to run for public office. Also policing. For example, if you're asked for your gaijin card by the police, if you're asked for a passport or gaijin card by anybody else, if you're arrested and taken into custody by the police, if you are the victim of a crime. Or discrimination. What if you refused entry into a business, or to a hotel, or to an apartment? If you have a problem with your landlord or are threatened with eviction? If you refused a loan? And if you want to protest something you feel is discriminatory? Also, how to go to court. What kinds of courts there are in Japan? What if you want legal advice or a lawyer? If you want to go to court or to small claims court for fraud, broken business contracts, etc. Also, workplace disputes. Also, workplace disputes. If you want government support for labor dispute negotiations, or join a former labor union, or find another job. And of course, there are family matters, such as if you want to get married, register your children, take non-Japanese names for your children, if you have a problem with bullying in your schools, if you want to change your children's schools, if you suffer from domestic violence, if you want to get divorced, if you're having visitation, child custody, or child support problems. That's Chapter 4. Chapter 5 is retirement and planning for the future. How to prepare for old age, what sort of retirement benefits there are, pensions, annuities, long-term investments, also lifestyle and health care, elderly care and nursing care insurance, medical care, what about inheritance and wills, last wills and testaments, and Japanese rules regarding family inheritance, and posthumous care, culturally sensitive funerals, Japanese cremation rules, repatriating a body for ceremonies overseas, maintaining a funeral plot in Japan. And finally, Chapter 6. Giving something back, developing the civil society, how to find a group, how to start your own group, how to formalize your group, such as an NGO, making activism more than just a hobby, running for elected office, staying positive when people claim Japan will never change. And Chapter 7 are the conclusions, summarizing what we think you should do to create stronger roots in Japanese society. And there's an index, of course. Advanced book reviews have been positive. For example, Dr. John Lee, Dean of International and Area Studies, University of California, Berkeley, author of Multi-Ethnic Japan, says, quote, Higuchi Arado's handbook promises to be the second passport for foreigners in Japan. It provides a map to navigate the legal, economic, and social mazes of contemporary Japanese life. Practical and affordable, clear and concise, the handbook should contribute not only to a better life for newcomers to Japan, but also to a more humane society in Japan. Dr. Jeff Kingston, Director of Asian Studies, Temple University of Japan, and author of Japan's Quiet Transformation, says, quote, Finally, the book I always wished I had, explaining in clear and precise language the legal labyrinths that make life interesting and sometimes treacherous for non-Japanese trying to find their way in Japan. This is the A to Z of What to Watch Out For and How to Do It guide that will help all non-Japanese living in Japan. Whether there is visas, workers' rights, starting a business, pensions, naturalizing, divorcing, this is essential reading. For non-Japanese, this truly is a godsend. But even better, the entire text is bilingual. So Japanese, who have extensive dealings with non-Japanese, can also better understand the rules of the game and avoid mishandling what can be difficult situations. I can think of no other book that comes close in promoting mutual understanding, one that is grounded in the law and brimming with practical advice. Ken Worsley and Garrett DeRorio of Trans-Pacific Radio said, Whether you're a newcomer or an oldcomer, the handbook for newcomers, migrants, and immigrants to Japan is invaluable. The headaches and frustrations saved by having accurate information on everything, from establishing residency to setting up in a business, all in one handy volume, are incalculable. Best of all, Higuchi and Arado tackle sticky situations with sound advice that isn't just available, but through experience. Whether you're new to Japan or looking for guidance on a newfound difficult situation, this book will help cut through the red tape and noise. A must-own book for anyone intending to call Japan home. Thanks. And finally, Alex Kerr, author Dogs and Demons in Lost Japan, writes, quote, If there wasn't an Arado Debito, we would have had to invent one. Until recently, if you wondered about your visa, or wanted to start a company, or got into trouble with the police, it was very difficult to get clear advice. Now, with this handbook, we know what to do. Starting as an activist fighting discrimination against foreigners, Arturo De Vito has expanded his scope to codify and organize information about every aspect of life as a foreigner here. The results are collected in this handbook, written in collaboration with legal expert Higuchi Akira. In addition to detailed sections on inheritance, marriage, children, divorce, etc., one of the most unusual and enlightening chapters comes at the end, Giving Something Back, a guide to involvement in civil society, clubs, nonprofits, and social activism. Arturo and Higuchi's handbook is an indispensable reference for all outsiders who live here for any length of time. Finally, for this podcast, I'd like to let you know about the book tour that I'm going to be embarking on. This will be between March 15th and April 1st, and it starts in Sendai. Here are the dates and the places. Saturday, March 15th, will be Sendai. Sunday, March 16th, will be in Tokyo at the National Union of General Workers Tokyo Nambu. Monday, March 17th, will be the Roppongi Bar Association. Tuesday, March 18th, will be the Foreign Correspondents Club of Japan, Tokyo. Wednesday, March 19th, will be Amnesty International Tokyo Group 78 meeting. Friday, March 21st, and Saturday, March 22nd, will be at the Kamisei Ryokan in Nagano. And Sunday, March 23rd, will be at Good Day Books, Tokyo Ebisu. Then, Tuesday, March 25th, will be in the Osaka Shiritsu Shimin Gakshu Center. Thursday, March 27th, will be at Shiga University. Friday, March 28th, will be at JALT Kobe. Saturday, March 29th, in the afternoon, will be in JALT Wakayama. And Saturday, March 29th, in the evening, will be at JALT Osaka. Sunday, March 30th, will be at JALT Okayama. And Tuesday, April 1st, will be in Fukuoka. And that is being finalized. If you want to know more about the places where I'm going to be speaking, more about the book, more about how to order it, yes, you can order it now. You can download flyers to do so. Please see my blog. Go there via my site at www.debito.org. And that's all for today. Again, it's been a very busy past couple of months getting this stuff done, and I hope you haven't missed me too much. I've missed you. Thanks very much for listening. And let's put on, of course, a Duran Duran track. In fact, Duran Duran is going to be coming to Japan in April. I'm hoping to get some tickets. And if you've ever wondered whether Duran Duran has any influence from Japan, yes, it does. Get the beat on this particular song. This is the title track from their Big Thing album, which came out in 1988. If you've ever closed a party in Japan, you'll recognize this particular beat. Is actually Asan Shime. Dun 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 dun. Yep, you heard it here first, maybe not. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. That is the end of the Debito.org podcast. Thanks, as always, to Trans-Pacific Radio for hosting this on February 26, 2008. I'll talk to you again soon. And please, do stop by and buy a book. If not, attend one of the book tour venues. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.